Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission calls nominations for May 13th local level election on Sunday and Monday. Election Commission says 13.6 million ballot paper have been printed for 58 districts. US parliamentary delegation meets Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. Issues of bilateral interest discussed. And Russia plans to deploy newly tested Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missiles by autumn. Now, the news in detail. Visiting US congressional delegation has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. The five-member delegation led by Senator Kristen Gillibrand met Prime Minister Deoba at Balotar today. The Foreign Ministry informs that the Prime Minister and U.S. delegation discussed the various aspects of multidimensional Nepal-U.S. relations as well as various issues of mutual welfare and common interest. They also exchanged views on Nepal-U.S. friendship, government and parliament of both countries, as well as promotion of partnership and cooperation among the people. A discussion was also held on global issues, including climate change. Similarly, the delegation also met Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kadkar today itself. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said both sides discussed the issues of expanding cooperation in different sectors, including economic development. The Election Commission has urged to register nomination letters abiding by the Election Code of Conduct as well as all the preparations for local-level election have been completed. Organising a press conference in Kathmandu today, the Election Commission asked to register nominations at the office of the election officers on Sunday and Monday. The Election Commission has set the time for 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the nomination. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapelias asks to follow the principle of inclusiveness while nominating candidates on behalf of political parties. The Commission will publish the final name list of the candidates on the 29th of April. Election Commissioner spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podil said that the candidates will be given election symbols on the 30th of April. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has printed 13.6 million ballot papers for 58 districts till Saturday. The Commission has intensified the printing ballot papers as only 20 days are left for the local level election. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has left Kathmandu today for Geneva in Switzerland, wrapping up his three-day official visit to Nepal. The WHO chief arrived in Nepal last Thursday at the invitation of Minister for Health and Population Birut Kathiora. During his stay, Dr. Tedros separately paid a courtesy call on President Bidyadevi Bhandari, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Chairperson of National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kadkar and Health Minister Birut Kathiora. Jazeera Airlines is to make the debut international flight to the newly opened Gautam Buddha International Airport in Vairahava. According to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Jazeera Air will fly a narrow-body aircraft with a capacity of 278 passengers from Kuwait to Vairava on the 16th of May, coinciding with the birth anniversary of Lord Gautam Buddha. Likewise, the aircraft will return the next day with passengers from Nepal to Kuwait. The airline will then fly regularly to Vairava 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiya, mutton khana 200 rupiya. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Four people of Sarkibara in Tila Rural Municipality 3 in Zumla died when a fire caught a house last night. The police said four members of the family of Man Singh Sarki were killed in the fire, leaving the other three injured. The deceased have been identified as 11-year-old Anu Sarki, 3-year-old Darsana Sarki, 1-year-old Dipesh Sarki and Man Singh's niece, Tirsana Sarki. Injured house owner Ban Singh, his wife Faguni and sister Ranchi Kali are receiving treatment at Karnali Health Science Academy. Three persons died on the spot when two motorcycles met with an accident at Malikpur of Rajgarh Rural Municipality 5 of Saptari today. The police have identified the deceased as 30-year-old Papu Yadav, 26-year-old Sandeep Yadav and 25-year-old Ranjit Yadav of Hanuman Nagar of Konkalini Municipality 3. The accident reportedly took place when two motorcycles collided while overtaking. CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal has said the goal of communist movement is to maintain the prosperity of people through a socialist system. At a program organized on the 73rd establishment day of the Communist Party of Nepal in Kathmandu today, leader Nepal clarified that he had relinquished the CPN UML as the party had abandoned the ideals of the Marxism and Leninism. He claimed to have formed a new party to save true communist ideals set up by the founder leader Pushpalal Shrestha. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia says it plans to deploy its newly tested Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of mounting nuclear strike against the United States by autumn. An Al Jazeera report quotes the head of the Roscosmos space agency Dmitry Rogozin that missiles would be deployed with the unit in Siberia about 3,000 kilometers east of Moscow. He said they would be placed at the same site and in the same soil as the Soviet-era Voyevoda missiles. Russia had reportedly its first test launch only on Wednesday, and Western military experts say more will be needed before the missiles can be deployed. The Sarmat is capable of carrying 10 or more nuclear warheads and decoy and of striking targets thousands of miles away in the United States or Europe. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on April 26th and 28th, respectively. A UN spokesman said Friday that Guterres will visit Moscow on April 26th and have a working meeting and lunch with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Likewise, during his trip to Ukraine, Guterres will also have a working meeting with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kubela and meet with his staff of UN agencies to discuss the scaling up of humanitarian assistance to Ukrainian people. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission calls nomination for May 13th local level election on Sunday and Monday. Election Commission says 13.6 million ballot papers have been printed for 58 districts. US parliamentary delegation meets Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba, issues of bilateral interest discussed. And Russia plans to deploy newly tested Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missiles by autumn. That's the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.